Q94, your Mountain of Rock, and Gary Lee hanging out with you, and new head coach of the West Plains Zizzers. Not a new coach to the Zizzers, or just a new coach at all, but the new man in charge of Zizzer football, Brock Konecny. Hey, man, how we doing?
Good. Good morning.
Well, you've had some time here at West Plains, and now with Joel moving on, going back to Kennett. Joel was really fond of that part of the world and made a lot of friends. So it is a surprise, but yet not a surprise that he's going back. But with that being said, you're the man in charge now, and what lies ahead of you?
I'm really excited for the opportunity to be the man in charge and work with all these great athletes. Been working for the last, week or so here, trying to put together a great staff for these kids to learn from and lean on.
The great thing, you got some time. You got a little bit of time, but I'm sure you would like to have it done where then the scheduling of all the off-season work and these things can be, then you can just roll. Do you have kind of a target date where you would like to have it done? Yesterday.
The summer, yeah. The summer is so important to building the team. Teams aren't built in August. Teams are built in June and July.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want everything as normal as we can, preferably by April.
Yeah.
So there's no questions. The kids are comfortable. They know who is going to be leading them, and they're comfortable around them.
Mm-hmm.
They know their personality. They know what to expect.
As you're well aware of, this is a different animal. The Ozark Mountain Conference, the old Ozark Conference, it's a different animal. And you had a little bit of adjusting, I'm sure, to it as well. What were some of the biggest things that you had to kind of adjust to?
The speed of the game at this level at 4A, the Ozark Conference, everyone knows the Ozark Conference was a beast.
Mm-hmm.
With Lebanon, Camdenton,
Kickapoo,
all these 5A, 6A schools. The thing that I had to learn to, kind of adjust is the physicality up front. Of course, night in, night out, the line of scrimmage is going to be 280 plus.
Yeah.
So creating the seams and the mismatches, which is what I've done for 30 years now, that's what we depend on.
To me, the difference is, and overall, because there's been great teams that are loaded, but overall, the SCA, you'll have, on a really good team, you'll have 6-8 football players. Now, you move up in class. Now, all of a sudden, having 6-8 football players, they ain't going to get it done. You got to double that, and then fill with really good role players. And on those exceptional years, you're loaded.
Mostly at this level, everyone platoons. Very few two-way players, which is very odd, coming from 2A. Most kids play two ways.
Everything,
That's normal. At this level, it's not optimal.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to do it a lot last year, as most people know. We played about 23 players on Friday nights. That's all we played. They were a special 23 players. We graduated some absolutely great players.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be nice having you here in the studio on Friday mornings. And, you brought Jalen Acklin on. Of course, the most electric high school football player I have ever seen in my life and at any class. Jalen was just a special player. Also, you're bringing Britton Bush in, another electric player that was unique. Both of them, they had athletic ability that was just crazy. But when people ask me about those players, the first thing I always say is they were freaking smart. They were just smarter than everybody else on Friday nights on the field. And that's going to be a great plus.
They are going to be great leaders of young men. They're highly intelligent and they're very motivated. The one thing that people need to know about them is they're winners. They expect to win every Friday night, no matter who they play, the circumstances, wind, rain, snow, it doesn't matter.
Now, the biggest thing, the hardest thing you're going to have to do is keep them from putting pads on. They could still play right now. Well, Jalen and they could play right now.
Yeah, they are young men. But they're going to fit right into our staff. Coach Dixon will be coaching. He will be our special teams coordinator and our defensive line coach. And everyone knows Coach Dixon.
Yeah.
Coach Dixon is about my age, but he has about five times as much energy as any older person that I've ever met. And the kids absolutely love him. He's great for the program. Coach Tim Smith, he is going to coach our inside linebackers. He actually went down with the middle school last year. He's going to step up and help out this year at the high school level. We're putting together a really good staff.
What holes are left? What holes do you have to fill now?
Well, I can't say everything, but we do have a couple more holes to fill. And it's important to me to find the right people that understand where we're trying to go and how we want to do it. You know, I want coaches that are motivated, but I also want coaches that are good teachers, are going to treat the kids with respect and the way that they should be treated. Just mesh with our community. West Plains, the community, they back
oh,
their
yeah.
sports.
Yeah.
That was the number one thing whenever I came to West Plains. I'd always heard, you know, about the community support, and I was absolutely blown away. They love Zizzer sports, and they are Zizzer proud.
You got a really cool facility.
Yeah, absolutely great facility. I mean, they take care of their kids here.
Yeah.
And it's just a great place to be.
Everybody, new head man of the West Plains Zizzer football team, Brock Kanagy. Appreciate you coming by, my brother, and we'll talk again.
Thank you.